Many church leaders in Europe, Australia or North America have been dealing with the sex abuse crisis for many years, and most of them have already drawn up guidelines on how to prevent, educate and support the victims of such abuse. Here in the Vatican too, some church leaders have increasingly been working towards a more consistent response to the problem, most notably in a letter sent last May by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith to all bishops' conferences on how to ensure that appropriate action is being taken in dioceses throughout the world. That includes spiritual, practical and psychiatric support for victims, awareness raising in parishes, schools and other places where children or vulnerable adults are at risk, better training in seminaries and religious institutes, all issues that will be tackled during the closed-door symposium for bishops and religious superiors. Above all, as Monsignor Charles Scicluna, expert on the abuse crisis at the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, explains, all church leaders must be clear that protection of children is a paramount concern for the church.
You cannot divorce this paramount concern from the principle of the common good of the faithful of the church. There cannot be a distinction between the good of the church and the protection of the young.
That's also the view of Marie Collins, one of the participants at the conference, who was abused as a young girl by an Irish hospital chaplain. She says she hopes the symposium will move from words to action, but she says the safety of children must become the church's top priority.
As a survivor, I have criticised the church a lot, but we can't live in the past. We must move forward. And the most important thing, the only thing that's important, is the safety of children.
The conference will conclude with the launch of a Centre for the Protection of Children based in Pope Benedict's former Diocese of Munich. Offering online resources in at least five languages, the centre will be funded by the Papal Foundation and other sponsors to help church leaders respond fast and effectively to what surely is one of the most serious challenges facing their leadership today. I'm Philippa Hitchin.